we're all accustomed to seeing the label Made in China on everything from cameras to T-shirts to toys. But a company in Georgia is turning the tables, making something quintessentially Chinese and sending it back to China. Philip Greitzer has the story.
In a mostly vacant industrial park in the small city of Americus, a new company is manufacturing, of all things, chopsticks for export to China. On the factory floor of Georgia Chopsticks, a worker watches as the machine stamps out the disposable eating utensils. Company president Jay Lee says business is good.
Right now, like, we are making about 2 million pairs of chopsticks per day, but like we are increasing. End of this year, we'll produce 10 million per day.
Lee says the global market for chopsticks is huge. About one-third of the world's population uses them. Most chopsticks are made in China, which turns out 63 billion pairs annually. But they're running short of wood. Wood is something that central Georgia has plenty of. Sweet gum and poplars grow like weeds. It turns out these trees make perfect chopsticks. Their wood is pliable, straight, and has a nice light color. Besides wood, Americus has something else in abundance, people. Once a manufacturing center, the city lost those jobs in the 1970s when companies relocated overseas. Now, Jay Lee is hiring.
When I check like Americus, they have like a 12% of unemployment rate. In China, everybody believe like, you know, labor cost is cheap, but I believe like our quality is much better in the U.S.
When Georgia Chopsticks opened at the end of last year, it received 450 job applications in just 2 weeks. Today, 57 people are employed at the factory, and Lee hopes to hire 100 more workers by the end of the year. Susan White just started working at Georgia Chopsticks. She thinks it's great to turn the tables and make something that's sold in China.
First thing I thought about was what everybody else thinks. You know, everywhere you see in America, it says made for China. And, you know, you wonder if in China, they see made from America.
Business leaders are paying attention. David Garriga heads the local Economic Development Council. He says the American connection to the chopstick trade is ironic.
Suddenly, here's a huge nation, the fastest growing in the world, that finances part of our national debt. And here we are making their basic products and shipping it to them like they've done for us for years. It's just kind of a reverse.
Right now, Georgia Chopsticks can't keep up with the demand. Every other day, the company ships a sea container, the size of a tractor trailer truck, with 4 million chopsticks to China, Korea, and Japan, where they're sold to supermarket chains. Since Georgia Chopsticks started production, Asian businesses have been contacting Garriga, interested in opening other kinds of manufacturing facilities in Americus. So Chopsticks may be the first in a long line of products for Asia, made in America's America. For NPR News, I'm Philip Greitzer in Atlanta.
This is NPR.